Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, as you know, we are back. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, May 27th. It is the premiere of Season 3 pregame radio. We're back in the building after a nice long vacation. A lot has transpired since we went on vacation. All right? They got Osama Bin Laden. This dude done blew $150,000 on the rapture, and nothing happened. But we're going to get into all of that stuff later. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. I'm glad to be back. You know, I had to do it. And I got some more announcements and things that I've been working on during the vacation that I'm going to share with you guys a little later on. But like I said, call us up, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black's in the building. I know Lady Steele is here. I see you, Ebony. We're going to get it popping, but as you know, we're going to do the pregame throwbacks. And, of course, we're going to do the thing and just get into a whole bunch of madness, pick up where we left off for Season 2. You know, and just do the damn thing. So here we go to throw that and I'll be right back. It's pregame radio, you heard?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, man.
Yeah.
yo. I'm making sure turns go when the weather froze. Yeah, put away the leather, then put ice on the go. Chilly with enough hell money to free a big willy. Hot stakes, I got. Yo, I'm making sure turns go when the weather froze. Yeah, put away the leather, then put ice on the go. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. Hot stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, I guess is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. The hustle.
But do you think you want?
Damn.
Maybe one
Damn.
Day you'll be Damn. Damn.
Damn. That scene out of state where I drop my slang. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your words fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, track. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got expensive poles with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wines and spit vintage flows. But y'all know. Yeah. Cause you can't knock the hustle.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Peace, yeah.
blotitious. Skeevy, delicious. Give me couscous, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your red ass green. Bust the vibe, the mouth to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhyme, the great, we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I flick your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, and I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect. Through the sharpest ground now. Don't you get the stitches, grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I'm brother to die. I know one thing the whole world is expected is how we all connected. To break food on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere. I'm fucking with these flavors in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear.
Why? Some people have to go through so much. living on living hell. Not realizing one day he'd end up in jail. Now on the other hand, it's damn, my man's been planned to scam. Man, I'll be damned, it was the ultimate friend slam. People saying that it was easy as pie, but little did Dan know he was about to die.
Yeah, no doubt. We are live back pre-game radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We're here, and that last track, I got to give a shout-out because I wouldn't even thought of that track to throw on as a playback if it wasn't for Lady Steele. So big shout-out to Lady Steele on that one. And, of course, she's in the building. What's good, Lady Steele? How you doing today?
I am good. I was about to say, I know you had to shout me out for that because if you didn't, I was going to shout myself out. I know you got it all from me.
Well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be calling you Lady Steel anymore. I should be calling you Storm.
Shut up. Whatever. I've been going through some changes this week, okay? I know you've seen a different side of me and all types of shit.
You gotta keep it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's good? How was your little vacation for pre-game radio? What you do? What you get into?
Why don't you take a wild guess?
Let me guess. You work like a dog, huh?
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the part where I was stolen from.
Huh?
Don't forget the part where I was stolen from.
All right. We're going to get into that. We're going to get to that a lot later. But, you know, it's season three, and there's a lot of stuff that's actually transpired on my end of pre-game radio. Over the vacation, I actually bought on Lucky Me. As a show host, he has he had his little show going on, Real Talk, Lucky Me, and Pregame Radio has absolved said show. So therefore, if now Pregame Radio presents Real Talk, Lucky Me, that could be his thing. So everybody, stay tuned. We'll give you guys the scheduling and all of that stuff. Also, I'm still trying to create another show. As far as my host is and everything like that, I'm still working that out. The Pregame Radio Showcase is still going. But let's get to this call right here. 9437. You a lot more Pregame Radio. What's good?
You know who it is, baby.
Do I?
Smart guy. What's good?
What's going on, player?
As you can see, we're back, doing the damn thing. We're here just trying to catch up on stuff.
Somehow we're all, all the ghosts are going to call in for the season premiere. I hope everybody's in attendance for every show.
I should hope so. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just peachy. I was kind of hoping to catch you in rare form, but...
In rare form? What's that?
Oh, that means I'm catching you with a drink in your hand.
Oh, whatever. No, you got sober, Lady Steel, tonight.
Oh, shit.
That is rare form, huh?
What do you want? Okay, I got something.
What happened?
What do you want? Antibiotics? Like, why are you not drinking?
Hell up and just get the show going. Who are we having on tonight?
We don't have a feature artist tonight. You know, I'm just happy to be back, so we're going to catch up on all the stuff that we're missing. It's a good thing that we got David Spark on the bill because I definitely want to touch on the U.S. forces getting Osama.
Do we really have to do that?
Just for a hot second, because a lot has transpired, like I said, in time. And also, those two LAPD cops who were caught red-handed on camera raping a girl, they pretty much...
No, they were not caught on camera raping a girl, okay? They were caught on camera entering and leaving the premises.
That's still red-handed, right?
No, it's not. And that's why you guys have a hard time swallowing that verdict.
We live in America where you're innocent.
We live in America where rape is hard enough to prove with an average Joe. It's hard enough for me to prove that you raped me with semen and DNA or whatever the case may be. How the hell do you think it's going to be able to, like, be able to prove without a reasonable doubt with no DNA evidence against the cop? Come on. Common sense,
and, yeah. Look, it's like, here's how I see it. And you guys could agree to disagree, cuss me out, whatever y'all want to do. But had it been a totally different thing where it was some politician's daughter or, you know, somebody in higher forms had affected them directly, there wouldn't be that verdict. As long as they got the cops walking in the apartment and walking out on camera, that would have been enough to hang them dry.
But then guess what? You want to see how I see it? If it wasn't the NYPD that, you know, were involved, nobody would be making this much noise because rapists get away every single day. Every single day. We don't have enough good laws in place to protect women, period, whether NYPD are involved or not, period. You guys are screaming and making it something, a case of cops getting off the hand, but it's a case about women in general. We are not protected when it comes down to it at all, and this is why rapes go unreported, and it's taking a turn that it doesn't need to take. And that's me speaking as a woman who is the proud owner of a vagina, okay, that I hope will not be raped.
Don't worry, Lady Steele. I'll protect you, girl.
I got you. You know, Dave's a smart guy.
Don't worry. I'm sure, like, the person that decides to rape me will have the surprise of their life.
What, you got teeth in that thing? Damn.
Come on. She's throwing, like, the goddess of thunder, dog. She got lightning bolts coming out of her shoe.
She got the keys to the lightning bolt cabinet? Somebody's fucked.
Whatever.
You know, but tonight we got new music from pregame approved artist H Squared. Also, we got new music from Bugatti Serve. So we got to get to a whole lot of stuff. And also, as you guys already know, it's getting hot, and people are already wilding out.
Oh, so
yeah, people are stupid.
People are already dumbing out. You know what I'm saying?
50 Cent,
I got to pay some bills. I got to check out the chat room because actually we got people in the chat room they trying to get my attention. So I'm going to mix up with them real quick. And I got one more throwback to throw on.
If they
want
to stop, tell them to call. What are they so? What's going on?
Look,
they probably sound like total.
If they don't want to call and they just want to hit me up in the chat room, like, you know, it's all
and
good.
Then away from the people that do want to hear. Whatever. Go pay your bills and speak with uncivilized people that prefer to type. No, I'm just
Steele,
you all, even though you don't want to talk. All right, just go. Let me shut up.
Somebody get Lady Steele a drink. Somebody get this woman a drink.
Yeah, get this girl a college.
We'll be back before you know it. And then we're going to come back. F's going to tell us who needs the ass beat. More likely going to be them cops anyway. And plus, we're going to keep it going. And just
well, y'all need your ass beat. All right, go away and come back. Let me go off on y'all when y'all come back.
You ain't going off on nothing, woman. And that's it. So it's Brooklyn Black Lady Steele, Dave the Smart Guy, and also we got Evan H. We here in the building in a second. And we rocking on pregame rhythm. We'll be right back, Eric.
L.A., L.A., big city of dreams, but everything in L.A. ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, because we coming from Queens to get down. L.A., L.A., city of dreams, but everything in L.A. ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens to get down.
Jose Luis gotcha, rolling guns in time, fool. General, Emmanuel, rock and morale, government out to get me, trying to stick me, move quickly, yo, the guard study swiftly, Indian style, knees bent, hands together, regulate, drop a cake in like East State, money to make first of the month, son, chop the way, break the law, and got a score like before, Armageddon, Mary Street smoke wedding, invest Kedden.
My crew in the front, got a lock, my lobbyists in the back, got the gas, no recruiter this black, 4-4 like support, 1-2 the dome, lubricate your thoughts, black mask on the ride to avoid up north, jeopardize my freedom, blink out when I see him, but 9 out of 3 and this wouldn't want to be him, robbing for his cash and spending like Batium. Hey yo, this rap spit is ill, cause you make mad dough, but still, it's your cool wall, so they explain grill, show some love, kid, ain't no self.
L.A., L.A., big city of
dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we coming from Queens to get down. LA, LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we coming from Queens.
I'm in too deep, losing sleep, I can't call it. In love with this drug, this shit loyal and all for it. What's this gonna do with no cash at 22? Take it or find out the best way to make it fast. My man's raking cap, I'm being lieutenant. I'm in it to win it, so it might just take a minute to gain grand. Put my game plan in action, ways to make it happen. Today's to get the Jackson once the weight comes. I'm out of state, triple sums, style my funds. I got guns to cripple sons, what's the use of heat with no dough to flee the street? Court a case with no choice, the engine dead meat. Legal aid type of router, have you shipped in greens? Stand down for a lawyer, now split your cream. Game is deeper than the sea itself. Agile moves to make fragile food deflate under pressure. Take it to the next measure, with all pleasure. A sad treasure, cheddar, a legal life forever.
Yeah, all together, like a butter soft leather. Been on this planet for 25 years and still strong. The world's rotting like the veins in my father's arm. I remain calm, study Islam, read the Torah. World going in flames like Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's dried up, laying in the box from the virus. Commercial thugs trying to forget at the lobbies. This life of crime, only with shine. Real survivors, y'all halfway in them. I advise you not to try this, so brace yourself before you get yourself laced. We up with the sick Arabic scar face. La illa ha illa la illa la. You're fucking with the guard, that's Kumar as Duval. Official, my missile is through your bone bristle. While you sneak deep in the get locked and blow the whistle for the jig. My mouthpiece remains my new teammate, my fail. Scoop me up in the Lex Coupe. Now I'm out. Back to the galaxy of Queens, in between the crime scenes, serving fans like fiends.
Yes, we are back. Pre-game radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black in the building. We got Lady Steel, Dave the Smart Guy here, and of course, Ebony. She's gonna let us know what's been going on. Eb, how was your vacation, man?
Son, I never have a vacation. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ebony, you doing your time off. What's good? What you do?
Yo, my time off is spent doing other gigs, yo. There's no rest for the weary, Dave.
No rest for the wicked.
All right. Them neither. What's good?
We chilling, man. You know, it's been a long time, but tell us who needs the ass beat.
Yo. Okay, first.
Say the word.
First, the first one person that I just thought when I read this, I actually threw up in my mouth a little bit. China, you know, the wrestling star. Oh, my God. She needs her ass beat. For even considering going back, and I didn't know she was in it before, but going back to doing porn. Listen, yo, there's something that the world. Say it again.
I saw her baby dick.
Did anybody see her movie? Apparently she had one porno out, and it was called One Night in China. Yeah, did you see that?
I see.
Yes,
it.
I bet.
He got a copy. Autograph.
Yeah. So Is she porn star? You know, capable.
She has a dick. No.
Yeah. Okay. See. So me throwing up
She's
in my mouth a little
bit. She's got a bigger penis than Lady Gaga.
The correct response. Okay. So yeah, China, you definitely need your ass beat. Listen. Look, you did the wrestling, you did your one porno, you did your reality show, you show everybody is fucking crazy. Now, look, just live off the royalties. Go somewhere and be in peace.
She doesn't have any more royalties, I don't think. I think that's why she's doing this.
Yo, that's fucking ridiculous. That's just one porn. And to find out that Vivid, you know, Entertainment is involved, you know, I'm just so shocked to find out such a reputable company would even consider letting a movie of this caliber see the light of day.
Because okay? There are a lot of guys that do like to see super clips, a.k.a.
That's,
six.
You know what? Fine, but not attached to no rock-ass six-foot chick. I'm sorry.
That's a fetish
okay?
For a lot of guys. They like to the thought that a woman can, like, kick their ass or rip their dick off. Like, they like that.
Well, that's just creepy.
That's okay, but I mean, yo, I just can't understand. She looks like
hell
a
woman. No, man.
I'm sorry. Okay? She's no.
I'm drawing a line at that.
Yeah, I got somebody
watch
else.
A then. Lot of porn. Like, I'm very, there's a market for almost everything.
Shit. That's horrible.
Scary enough,
well,
there
no,
is.
Well, no, it's not. That's life. That's being adult. But anyway, I have someone else that he needs his ass beat, but at the same time, he is a genius if you really put some thought behind what it is he did. Now, Chris Humphries of the Net, I say, needs his ass beat for spending more than what he earned last year on a 20-carat ring for notorious whore Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Chris, you need your ass beat. But at the same time, he's either very smart and shrewd or he's just a wicked-ass man. Because if you think about it, number one, he's going to get royalties from what? Being on the Kardashian show. Because, you know, this is going to be some whole big pimped-out affair that this marriage
is going
or whatever. This
only
is
if they get married. They don't
only
need to
get married for that to happen. Just the hype leading up to it is enough, okay? He's going to get royalties. The minute the camera starts filming his ass, he's entitled to royalties. He's going to be smart about it. Think about it now. He spent more on the ring than he earned. For him, now they said the ring is about $2 million. So he's not making no real fucking money. Come on, not compared to the money she's making just by being on her show. Okay? So he's going to get in there. He's going to marry her. He's going to pop one in her ass, and he's financially set for life. If she ever decides to leave him, listen, bitch, you got to pay me off so I don't tell your secret. You got to pay me off so I'll tell what it was like living in your house, your crazy-ass fucking family. You got to pay me off to take care of the fucking kid. You got to pay me off for every motherfucking thing if you want to live in peace, which you won't for the rest of your life. So, Chris Humphries.
Not necessarily, because the
I'm
thing is,
he could just do the fucking Kevin Federline.
That's what I'm saying. Fame doesn't equal money, and the Kardashians, they have their show, but their show can never compare to the salary of an NBA player. And at the end of the day, all of her daughters are going to be auctioned off and married off.
You know what?
So that they can have an income, because what they have alone is not enough. Even though Robert had his money, he still didn't leave it like scattered amongst all of them. What they have is enough to sustain on their own.
They're getting money. They're getting those. We ain't even talking about the pop money. I'm sure that money been spent. I'm sure that money been gone. I don't even know how much money Bruce Jenner has. But I will tell you this. If for them, for they're seeing better money than he's seeing, because he's at the lower end of the earning spectrum of NBA players. I mean, come on. If the ring is $2 million, and
the ring could be
$2
million, that doesn't necessarily mean that either.
The fact remains, it's more than he earned last year. It's more than he earned. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I could have something that at retail value is $2 million. That doesn't mean that I paid $2 million for it either, especially if I tell them, like, look, I'm going to give this ring to Kim Kardashian. Believe me, they're going to give it to me for what I want it to be for, just because they're going to have it on her finger as well, too. You have to take all these things into consideration.
That may be.
This is true, but it's not like they're going to give him the fucking ring.
You'd be surprised as well, too. Celebrities get a lot of shit, too. I'm pretty sure he paid something, but it wasn't no million.
And that's another thing. They're making more money than because they – look how many branch-off shows they've done. They did Chloe and the young one and Chris or whatever the fuck the little bitch name is.
Or
Courtney, okay? Then they got Chloe and Lamar, and then it was Chloe and
because they need the shows. Dash isn't making no money.
They you know, the way they do shit now, motherfuckers is getting royalties. They're going to be getting money off of these shows when they're Zsa Zsa Gabor's age. They're going to be still getting paid off of this fucking bullshit. bullshit here. Them and Ryan Seacrest, trust me, because ain't nobody getting more money than he's getting right fucking now. Okay, so they getting paid. Like I said, Chris Humphries is a smart motherfucker attaching his ass to the Kardashian gravy train because regardless of the fact, and like I said, if they not making money,
attach
if
them
not,
not
making
for,
money,
you don't want to take
hustling,
the money you attach for
hustling,
fame and PR purposes.
They keep coming up with shit, they hustling, and he's going to be right there getting a piece of that. So when those knees break down and that arthritis kick in and he ain't marketable, he ain't doing good no motherfucking more.
They will be the first ones to kick him away.
At the arena, yo, trust, he's going to get paid. They're going to have to pay him to go. They're going to have to pay him to go. So he simultaneously needs his ass beat and gets a pat on the back for securing his financial future. Okay.
I'm telling you, they're not financial security. They are PR and fame security, which does not equal dollar amount necessarily.
Yeah, and it's not just off the show. It's not just off the show. They have businesses. They fucking have endorsements. Come on, just for that fat-burning pill shit they got her on the cover of now, she's getting good fucking money. Just for her to show up at a fucking show or award or somebody's function or whatever, they're still getting paid, trust me.
I know they're
getting paid,
but I'm just saying they don't have it like that. That's why they're marrying them off. There's a whole game involved. Their mother is the real pimp, and she knows what she's doing.
You know, she may be that too, but nah. He's the one that's going to be doing the pimping. He's going to be pimping Kim.
Believe me, she would have never had to steal money if they had it like that. They know what they're doing.
I don't know when she stole or what she stole, but she got it now, though. She got it now.
Well, I see it like this. It seems like
what? You're breaking up. What?
Chris Humphries, he was asked him.
Huh?
What?
Oh, you guys got me now?
What?
You guys got me now?
What, do you got terrible mobile?
Chris Humphries may have, you know, got his meal ticket, but if he's not making that much as a player, you know, it comes to, like, where did he really get that money from? There's no way in hell he had the good enough credit. So if you ask me, I say Kim Kardashian actually bought the ring. Or
it's a PR stunt. It has nothing to do with money. Trust when I tell you that. It's PR, nothing more, nothing less. PR is what attracts the men to them, and PR is what destroys the relationships. It's a never-ending cycle.
I don't know. The call is out there because the call room is filled. No one is pressing one note, but call us at 347-857-4302. Is this a stroke of genius on Chris Humphries, or is this just a dumbass move on his behalf? But moving right along. The dude, what's the guy's name who said the rapture was going to happen last Saturday?
Who cares about what his name is? Dumbass? Maybe that's his name?
Shitbird Big Dumbass? I don't know.
Now, here's my thing. I don't say he needs his ass because he said that's going to happen. Didn't happen like hell. Everyone said the year 2000 was going to happen at the same time, and that didn't happen either. But once we got past 6 p.m. on the 21st, you know, he misspoke, and now the end of work was coming October. How do you predict someone be off by 5 months?
No, everyone that quit their job, stopped paying their bills and all that bullshit, they're the ones that need their ass whipped. He could be as crazy as he wants to be. He can say whatever the hell he wants to say. It's the people that are falling into the bullshit and, like, spending their lives.
What are you saying about these dudes quitting their damn jobs, man? I mean,
they
not,
need their ass him.
Oh, they need to ask with a hard body. The thing is, though, like, even if the world was ending and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, I still wouldn't tell my boss, because when there's fire and brimstone and shit and fucking demons are coming out, I'm pretty sure to get the fucking idea. I'm not going to be in the office on Monday morning. I'm pretty sure they got the fucking idea. So
I
there's no need to quit.
I was still called just to make sure you know that you have to be there.
It's just like, yeah, I understand that you probably have a pitchfork in your ass, but it's really not a half day, so if you could try to get into the office, that would be great, okay? You know what fucking honkies do.
Oh, God. Don't. Game Radio is not racist.
I just hate everybody.
We love honkies, crackers, wetbacks.
Hispanics, Negroes.
Yes. Love them all. I'm not racist. I hate everybody.
Hey, this one guy just doesn't like people, period.
You're just an equal opportunist. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You seem to like us pretty well.
I have the sociability of a lamb, but I do have the tendency to be very cynical. I mean, it's just, I'm cheeky about the shit, though. Come on. Might as well be funny while you're doing it.
Okay.
Wow.
Just don't get us fined in the process.
You get fined? I don't know what you're
at. He's like, oh, shit. No.
Wait, what?
Yeah, at least.
All right, but you know what? While we got everybody here, and everyone is pretty much from different walks of life, so to say, we all think certain things are acceptable. We all think certain things are repulsive, but we just don't vibe with certain things just like the next person would. Like, I may like something that this smart guy can't stand, and vice versa. So I want to ask, you know, like I stated earlier, it is getting hot, and people are coming outside. Crazy, but I want to clear your senses. What is acceptable to come out in this weather, and what is something you just need to stay home with?
One thing I hate to see, guys with wolfing armpits and the fucking powder or the deodorant that's like clumped up in balls that are just hanging. I'm like stuck in a fucking spell staring at that shit, and it never drops. It's just always there hanging. So please.
Now, like, I've seen women do that shit too.
Oh, God. No.
That's just disgusting.
Powder between the titties or all clumped up in the neck on the women, that is disgusting as well. Like, I don't know. The toenails hanging over the. Toenails are not
toenail.
Like.
The whole toe going over the flip-flop.
The brace already. No tips on the toenails. Your toenails are not supposed to be long.
That is some
like
Sasquatch kind
of
shit.
Toenails look like the whole toe grabbed the front of the slipper, the front of the shoe. What they call
No. Fucking, dude. I'm talking like socks with flip-flops. Come on, Dominicans. Come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a Dominican thing. That's hereditary.
No, I love how they don't be wearing no socks with sneakers, though.
I don't either.
It's just like, really, dude? That's a little ass backwards, but whatever.
Women with facial hair.
And also, I always stated, if you have a belly, ladies, doesn't mean you need to wear a belly shirt.
Or have a belly ring.
Yeah, and y'all need to understand that they skinny jeans not make me skinny jeans.
Well, it's time for us to break out the Nair.
Ew.
Yes,
that's
because
gross.
Skinny lines are serious. I see everybody's like suiting up and getting ready for like the pools or whatever the case may be. And maybe you should try on the bathing suit beforehand and just see how the hair is reacting, if it's like sticking out like whiskers. Like, just take care of it before you go outside.
Wow. That's just gross. If your bush look like you got hat hair on your bikini bottom, don't fuck with it.
No. Oh, matter of fact, one thing it's getting nice out. Fellas, when you go out somewhere, you got to really check the woman you're talking to. Because this is the season of the trannies, and they are getting brothers, and they are fooling y'all.
God, bitch, get a head crack.
Honey, you're going to check as much as you want to check. A good tranny, you're just not going to know until you get caught up.
Yo.
I don't know. You
no,
can usually tell by the hands.
No,
the hands
no.
don't lie.
Yes, some of them do.
I don't know. You can't get surgery on hands.
You can't, but some guys just have feminine features, hands and toes, just like some guys, the Adam's apple isn't there. Some women have a very prominent Adam's apple. Like,
this is why I don't pick nobody up from the bar. I ain't trying to wake up in the crying game.
Amen, brother.
Well, they're not only at the bar, hun. Some of them are in church, too. They're walking down Flatbush Avenue.
A church tranny? Like a Lady Gaga? What the fuck? I don't know.
That's
always
crazy if you go and you scoop up a girl in church and you come to find out it's a tranny.
I don't know. I think I'd jump off a building or something, dude. That's some real shit.
That's a bit extreme, don't you think?
I'd take a header. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
I want to give a shout-out to the 678 who's live on the check. And
that is my cousin, Ashley.
Okay.
I'm almost positive.
Okay, well, if Ashley calling from the 678, press 1 on your phone. So we get you on air and see what up. There it is. What's up, Ashley?
Nothing much.
How's it going? How
Nothing
are you? Where are you calling from?
From Brooklyn.
What, a 678 number?
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but it is tranny season, so.
Oh, God.
Stay away from that club bache, yo. You don't want to be caught out there.
But, yeah, one thing I'm trying to see in that it is getting warm again is these dirty little kids. I'm so sorry. I have a son, and they get dirty, but come on, carry the wet wipes, another shirt, something.
It's
the snotty nose dripping and the mother looking fly and all that. That's ridiculous. For real. Go
well, that's all year round.
Yeah, I'm going to quote Miss Clear on this one.
You're
running around looking like a popper. She's going to look at you.
Hold on. Don't mean to cut you off. Hold on. I just got to get this out. Young mothers, young fathers, if you are out here flying your kid, his hair ain't done or his hair's not cut or shorty hair's not done and she's not, you know, they're not fly like how you looking fly, pounds. You need your ass beat. You should have taken the time to get your kid right. And I say, you could come out in plummy sweatpants and shit as long as if your kid is fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a reason why your kid should look dusty. You look like $1 million.
Well, stop fucking them, and I bet you they'll decide that they will pay more attention to their kids. Oh, the silence. Oh, you heard that? Uncomfortable. God. Mm. Yeah, stop fucking them, and then they will pay attention to what's correct.
Well, the kid calls his grandmama mama and his mama Pam, he's going to jail.
Wow.
That she's a fuck. And you choose to, you caught Shorty watching y'all fuck, and you just act like you ain't see it. And then you complaining.
Oh, yeah, fun.
All right, so yes, it's free game radio. You know, it's Brooklyn Black in the building. We got Lady Still, Dave the Smart Guy, S in the building, and also Cousin Ashley coming out of Brooklyn, so it's all well and good. I want to get into a new track coming from pregame food artist A Squared. They're actually going to go on tour. They got the album out all over the place on iTunes, Dapin. They had a small group, like I think 2 weeks, where you get the album for free. But of course, that time's passed, so just spend the money. It's worth it. The A Squared by A Squared. But here we go. Canada featuring another pregame food artist, Deuce Privilege, right here on pregame radio. Hit us up 347-857-4302.
Got a period. Your bitch sucked me off 'cause she got a period. Oh, yeah.
better think twice if you gon' pop. See a bunch of big second letter niggas in the spot. And yes, they with me. Yes, they tipsy. Yes, they squeeze till they whole clip empty. Don't tempt me, trigger happy nigga. I hit you with 16 before I touch the trigger. Steady stacking money, so it's easy to figure. Every time you see these homies, know they pockets getting bigger.
Inside, outside,
what's good, peoples? You already know, Sugar, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, it's harder radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Yeah, we are back. Pregame radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got David Smart Guy, Lady Steals in the building.
Yep.
And, of course, wait, we have Cousin Ashley with us.
What happened to Ashley?
Where's Abby at?
And we're talking about, you know, things that we don't want to see or things we want to see more of since we're coming across this nice weather, this warm spring, summer weather, especially in Brooklyn. And all those going out for Memorial Day weekend, please be safe. You know what I'm saying? Don't drink and drive. You guys already know the police is out heavy. They're having checkpoints and all that stuff, especially around the club. So be safe. Call a cab. Do what you got to do. Get home safe and just have fun tomorrow night.
How about wrap it up? Fuck the police. Wrap your fuck up.
Don't be a fool. Wrap it too.
Jesus Christ.
Don't be a fool about your tool, and ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clam. You already know what it is. We promote the safeness over here because we want y'all coming back to pregame week after week and day after day.
Safety against police. That's it.
Ooh. Wow. Like, I'm not touching that one. 347-857-4.
He wasn't touching the condom either.
We're rocking.
Yeah, I train cops, so I ain't even fucking touching that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even going there. Leaving it alone.
How about Love and Hip Hop is being renewed on VH1?
Okay. Check it out. There's only going to be one reason why I'm going to be watching VH1 coming this summer.
Oh, Single Ladies?
Only because Stacey Dash is on it. I'm sorry, I like Stacey Dash. Okay, Lil Wayne's Baby Mama's on there, cool, great. Lisa Ray's on there, good. Whoever the white girl is, I don't care, but Stacey Dash.
Listen, Single Ladies, the season 7 of the Bad Girls Club, and you also have the new Basketball Wives.
Wait, now, are you going to have actual basketball wives, or...
Oh, is it the new
basketball girlfriends?
Trump wants to get out at the hotel, and...
It's the same freaking people. One new extra, but it's all coming back on, like, Monday. At least Basketball Wives and Single Ladies.
Kim Kardashian's going to be on that show, too?
It's stupid. No, she's an official Basketball Wife. Like, you're not going to see her... Chloe or Monica, like, they have actual shit to do that's more important than being on a reality show.
That's how she makes her money, but that's neither here nor there.
What?
She makes some money on reality TV shows. She ain't good at anything else.
And but the very thing that could build you up is the same thing that could tear you down. That's why you're not going to see certain basketball wives or girlfriends on these shows, because that will just bring your caliber down. Like, you don't need to do that. If once you become, once she does become an NBA wife, that's what her title is going to be. So that's going to knock out the reality aspect of it. That's no longer necessary. That's a hobby.
Yeah, well, hold on. How come Khloe Kardashian ain't on Basketball Wives?
Because
she
is good for that. That's why.
She got dignity, yo.
No, I think
about dignity. She's
black
good
kids,
for that.
She doesn't have an ass with.
Even with Love and Hip Hop, that's why you're not going to see Diddy's Baby Moms on there. You're not going to see, like, you're only going to see certain people. You're not going to see Alicia Keys on there. You're not going to see Beyonce on there. No, you're going to get what you got. People that don't have nothing better to do.
Well, do we have to really rule it out as they don't have anything better to do or them seizing an opportunity?
I'd like to see Ricky Ross's Baby Mama on there. She's ghetto as hell.
It's a status thing. Once you decide you're going to go on, you're not from reality, and you decide you're going to go into that, that's not good. And once you've been upgraded, there's no reason for you to go onto it unless you're headlining a show yourself. So, no, you shouldn't want to do that. Amen.
You talking like you got experience. Like, have you been a basketball wife or something?
I have, okay? If I did, then what?
You know, like, was you married to, like,
everything, like, I know about it.
Like, you know, I just want to know.
If I was, I wouldn't tell you. I got to keep getting paid, right?
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Because I got to keep getting paid, and if I didn't make it public knowledge, it's not meant to be known.
Okay, so are you saying you're married to a basketball player or you're not?
I'm saying is I'm taking care of business.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
What I'm saying is, I'm co-hosting the show tonight.
Yeah, see, she's all evasive and stuff. Like, you know, like her legal team must be crazy. But big shout out to her for that one.
Detective Olivia Benson solves every case. Always, you should know this right now.
Okay.
Black gets that one.
Now, ladies, still, I have been trying my best not to even go this direction.
All right, no innies on air. What do we have coming up next? By the way, that's a new track from H Square that we just played. I'm not sure if I liked it.
You're not sure if you liked it?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Hey, this small guy, did you like that track I played?
Actually, I did like it, man. I did like it.
I have it again.
What about Cousin Ashley? Cousin Ashley, did you like that track?
Hey, Cousin Ashley, why are you quiet?
Oh, did I like what?
I said, did you like the track?
Yeah, it was all right. I was like getting out.
Ab, what did you feel on the track, Ab?
I like the music. You know, I could have did it without the vocals.
That was pretty cool.
Hold on. You're cutting that ball. Hold on, Ab, go ahead.
I said it was a little chant that they were doing. It's kind of catchy. Attention getter. AGD.
Okay, hold on. Let Ab finish her statement, then I'll bring y'all back. Go ahead.
I'm pretty much done. I said it was all right. I liked the music. The words, but I liked it.
It was better than the one guy talking about the fucking Xbox on the side of the leg and shit.
Everything.
Nah, I didn't know what I'm talking about.
See, once again, I can't decide, like, yo, straight up, I would bump H-Square's music or Willie B's music, or even Capo Sevilla's music before I bump Waka Flocka or, you know.
No, I remember liking H-Square's track when they did become pre-game approved. It's just this track in particular, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'll go back and investigate again on my own time. It's not an issue.
Oh, God. Yeah, whenever Lady Still says investigate, when she says I'm going to investigate, or I'm going to research, or I'm going to look into something,
she gonna go Geraldo over there and shit. And...
like I have to fall back. I even make myself scarce. Like
everybody does.
Because she digs into shit Lady Still will bring up shit about you that you forgot you did. You know, so since you forgot it, all you can do is deny it. Like I didn't do that shit, but when you think about it.
No, that's all I'm for you to do is to tell me definitively that you didn't do it, so then I could just shoot your credibility to shit and then go on with whatever else I have to say.
I love you.
Oh, love you too.
Like she is just real thorough.
Yes, she is.
And also, too, it's not even an air out on Lady Still, but Lady Still has been on other shows, and she's doing her thing, so I got to give her props, but these dudes are trying to steal her from Free Game Radio, and I'm not having it.
Oh, somebody get hurt, son.
They're not trying to steal me.
Good, I'm
not having it. Shout out to everyone at GX Media, Deuce Privilege, Native.
Deuce is old.
Big shout out to them, but they got a show that comes on Tuesdays, Real Talk Tuesdays. And Lady Still has been on there because, you know, they've been booking her, trying to, you know, and she's been on there real heavy. And to me, it feels like they're trying to.
They're not trying to steal me, but you know what it is? It's, you guys know, like, my mouth, I love to run it. And, like, we do music here, and that's great. I love music. Sometimes we do, like, our little discussions or whatever, but. Those shows are centered around that, and you know I love to argue. And Deuce, for the most part, he's like a dickhead. And so he's always, like, attacking me, and I have to attack back. But actually, when I took vacation, like, when we had vacation from pregame, I was pretty much on vacation from Real Talk as well. Like, I returned this week to them, too. So no worries. I'm fine.
So for the record, she was on Real Talk Tuesdays on GX Media before she was back on pregame radio. But I'm not going to say anything.
Because it's Tuesday and this is Friday.
You know, I said she, you know, I think she.
If you have an issue with that, take that up with God and ask him how come Friday is not before Tuesday. I can't do anything about that.
No, like I said, I think she should have just did pregame radio today and then the coming Tuesday. She would have went back to Real Talk Tuesdays.
I mean, but it was, do you believe in the death penalty? It got really heated.
So what's up? Do you believe in it?
Hell yeah.
Do you believe that some crimes, like, warrant that, or are you just against it?
No, I believe that we need it. And I even told them that children are concerned, some of them need to get it too.
Hey, smart guy, what do you think?
Not for nothing, though, man. I not only think that the death penalty is a good idea, we need a fucking express lane to it. Okay, we need an express lane. If more than four people witnessed you commit mass murder like that Jared Lautner motherfucker, realistically speaking, though, they should throw your ass in the chair right after the judge slams that gavel down. I mean, you shouldn't even be sitting in a jail cell for 10 years because there ain't no way in freaking hell that, given you prove beyond a reasonable doubt, enough people saw you. How the hell are we going to wrongfully execute you? No way. I mean, it's just a waste of time. I mean, that son of a bitch, the shooter out in Arizona that shot that politician in the face and killed a bunch of other people, he should be frying right now. But no. But, I mean, it's stupid, though, the way that he's got to wait a good 10 years to exhaust all his appeals before you can throw him in a damn chair. But whatever. It is what it is.
Now, let me ask this question. Say it was a family member that actually shot that politician in the face and shot all those other people. Same too.
It was a family member? Is that what you're saying? Well, I mean, at that particular point in time, though, I mean, I wouldn't agree with it, but, I mean, what's done is done, dude. You can't argue with that. Killed enough people.
Up the express line to the electric chair. As soon as he got found guilty, despite he had XYZ issues, there was a justifiable reason why he did it.
There's no justifiable reason for mass murder. That's on you, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if I did some dumb shit and I got fucking caught out there and fucking, like, all of a sudden my ass ain't coming home no more, that's on me. Okay, I don't need nobody's sympathy, okay? I mean, if it happened to any one of my family members, you know something, though, as much as I love you, you a grown man, and you have to account for your decisions. I mean, as much as it's going to hurt, I mean, you got to wash your hands and walk away. I know I'm cold, but it is what it is, man.
It's not cold. That's called being an adult. And that's what people forget. Like, I don't know what happened or where everything got switched up, but somehow the lines have been blurred and people think that you're only supposed to be held accountable for your actions sometimes. That's not the reality of how the world goes. No, you're being held.
Not the slightest bit.
And you know what? As a matter of fact, this is an airing out. This is a PSA to all fucking dudes, because I'm getting sick and tired of you guys. Like,
wait, why gotta be dudes, though? Hold up.
Because you guys are the ones with penises.
Yeah, and they use mine wisely.
What? What'd you say?
I said I use mine wisely.
Oh, I hope so. I use mine wisely, too. But still, you guys are fucking up. Bad.
How?
In every way imaginable, the amount of whining and complaining. Like, no woman. That's why women are just straight up turning to women right now.
Listen, Miss Lady Steele. Let me remind you on something, okay?
Remind me of something.
I'm from a school of thought where being a man is a rite of passage, not an age bracket. If you whine and bitch and moan about everything in your life instead of getting off your lazy ass and doing everything you can to try to make it better, guess what? You ain't a fucking man.
Well, then
okay?
We're in
so
a...
So you want to be mad at boys, be mad at boys. But don't be mad at men.
Okay, I'm mad at the boys that missed the rapture into becoming men because we're in a complete deficit right now.
I guess I'm glad to be an endangered species then.
Yeah. Definitely are.
Okay. Now, we get into this. It's pregame radio. Call us at 347-857-4302. We're going to get to the next new joint from Bugatti Surf featuring Chip the Dip called Get Low. Now,
featuring who?
Why is his name Chip the Dip?
What is it?
Because maybe he's got a bad stutter, like the King's Speech. Come on.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of craziness to me. I just want to be clear on what exactly it is. Because it sounds like
Chip the Dip. His name is Chip the Dip.
Chip the Dick.
Chip the Dip.
Chip the Dick?
Chip the Dip.
That sounds like something out of a freaking Seth Rogen movie or something. What the hell?
Well, let's see what this all sounds like, and we get back on it. We'll cut ass on the track or whatever. It's pregame radio here, so 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
Got it, sir. Bring the buckets out, yeah. Throw a funny bitch.
Next count 50, when it's all done, throw 100 out swiftly. Two-door coupe, fast lane, buck 60. Bad bitch inside the G-Ride with me. So I'm in your city anywhere the strip go. It's telling bitches get lower, hit the strip flow. Somebody see she knows how to get though. And flap it on the handstand and make it fit slow. And when your fist close, you can pay the rent, ho. And you ain't seen shit, I can make you rich though. Yeah, I'll add a nigga when I'm on my shit though. So when I make it rain, bitch, ho. About. We bring them buckets out. P.O.P. is about this money, so the money's out. I'm throwing hundreds out while these hoes run around. And I can make it rain, cause these dollars flooded out. Whole team clean, we be start studded out. Standing on the table, spilling rose on the couch. And I ain't saying shit. Down by the hour and my money by the mouth. When me and Kane leave, be green on the ground. You looking like the sea, fuck with me, you can drown. You see us in the spot, then you know it's going down. You see us in the spot, then you know it's going down.
Ain't about game, ain't shit funny. I drop and get low. If you about money,
get low, bitch. Get low, bitch. Get low, bitch. Get low, bitch.
Call me Chip Dip, that shit is cash. You heard of BMF, but still we blowing money fast. On plenty reefer, plenty bottle. Baddest bitches in the side, call them hood models. You know we G them up, after that, speed it up. On to the next one, cause you know we keep it smart. Fuck with Blicky Dog, fuck with KG. Rest in peace, G money, I remain AG. I'ma stay low-key so they can't slave me. Got a pretty boy swag like the nearest AG. Ain't no R&B in me, my name ain't KC. You can find me on Franklin by Public School 3.
Ain't about game, ain't shit funny. I drop and get low, if you allow money.
Get low, bitch, get low.
what's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up at Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn, so you know how we do. We grandma people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah. Oh, man. Look at what it is. Come on.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, we're back. Pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Dave Smart Guy, Lady Steele in the building. We're here doing the damn thing.
Now, me and the surf will have to talk. That track with the bird voice was too distracting.
Now, yeah, that's why I had to throw on something else. Like, I'm going to get that Bugatti surf. Like, that track right there was garbage. Borderless, I apologize for that one. I didn't even like that shit. You know, and me, I'm real easy going when it comes to the music. Like, you know, as long as it's got some type of meaning or something to it, I dig it, but I couldn't vibe with it. Like, it, to me, it sounded like something that I hear on mainstream radio now. Dave Smart, what was your thoughts on that?
I'm holding up my imaginary come on, son sign. I'm not even going any farther than that.
Oh, but... I'll send
wow.
him a tweet.
Now, Lady Still, I see you've been heavy on your Twitter.
I have. I mean, I'm getting back into the swing of things, but nowhere near as how I used to be when I first met you.
and that's been a minute.
Yeah, 2009.
That's been a minute. So, that's going real crazy. So, you know what? I'm going to do this.
That's when you had me promoting me with all the porn stars, misleading other people.
Whoa. Wait. I only promoted you to one porn star.
You were promoting me alongside with them.
It was only one porn star.
What did I miss?
Huh?
What did I miss? Damn.
No, Black and I, we met via Twitter, and I had, like, this thing for Marie Love. She was, like, my favorite porn star, whatever. And he ended up, like, I don't know how, but he ended up, like, close to her somehow, and he managed to make, like, my XXX dream come true, and we used to tweet, and he let me speak with her over the phone and stuff. Like, it was cool, but... You used to do all of your Follow Fridays in categories, and you would lump all of the adult stars along with me and your follows. So you had people thinking that I was like a porn star.
I did not.
My
That's
box used to
not,
blow
not,
up like crazy. Huh?
What? I never did it by category. It just happened to happen that way. I never intentionally did it like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have asked to be in movies with you, Lady Steel?
A couple. Marie even volunteered to teach me. She said if I wanted to, she would help me.
So see, I kind of helped you out in a way. But like I said,
Whatever.
You know, I never grouped you guys together, like, purposely. But, you know.
And lucky for you, I don't really care that much about what people...
Like, alphabetically, it just falls like that.
Oh, yeah.
I would say to see a Lady Steel movie.
Oh, God.
You know, it just falls like that. You know, it just happens that way. I'm sorry.
Like I said, good for you. I don't really care what people think, but go on.
Huh?
Go on. Continue on.
So, while we've been going, I realized,
how much you love me and you miss me and you can't live without me.
What's up?
Oh, you suck. Nothing. Go on.
Like I said, during our time off, someone from Cali Swag District passed away. We lost Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
It says snap into a Slim Jim. You snapped into a freaking tree, apparently.
Really?
Now, wait, hold on.
Too soon?
No,
yeah.
It's not too soon, but really?
He died last week, man. It hasn't even been a week.
No,
yeah, I'm bad. I'm going to have to retract that previous state, and I'm sorry.
Whatever. Convenient morals.
Now.
Yes.
And the reason why he snapped into the tree is because he had a heart attack. And lost control of the car. 58 years old, like, you know, not to say that's old, but due to the lifestyle he was living, it was up there.
What
yeah, buddy.
Living.
And he had
coke and steroids.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I feel if he wasn't in the car when he had the heart attack, he might have lived.
Oh, God.
That's just me, though. You know, you guys are cruel.
Not cruel, because it was funny. If it's going to be funny, it's going to be funny today. It's going to be funny tomorrow.
It's not funny.
You're laughing.
Whatever. I know, right?
It's
such
it,
a funny
know, it's
so funny. Again, his convenient morals. Oh, stay safe. Don't get locked up. But let's forget about wrapping it up. And, oh, we can't crack jokes the week after. But, oh.
Wait. I always encourage that the fellas wrap their tools and the ladies protect their clam. What are you talking about?
Whatever. You had to be prompted to remember that tonight.
I encourage that. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Play the show back.
Storm, why are you trying to throw me under the bus, Storm?
Why you
bus?
A funny joke?
See, I'm not even cracking any jokes. But saying, why
you
trying to throw me under the bus?
Joke. You ruined it because you said it was too soon.
It was too soon.
Wasn't.
It is too soon, lady. Still, we can't have Macho Man death jokes yet.
Because you said. Oh.
We can't have it yet. It got to be at least.
But you can crack all the rapture jokes in the world when you don't even know when you're going to meet Judgment Day. It could be a
joke
show.
In the world.
Here goes the Jesus thing.
Come on. Who said everything that
I'm being a dick now. Whatever. Go on. Bye.
Last Saturday.
Continue. Go on. Move along to the next topic.
We are here 7 days later and we're still here. So, yes, we can crack jokes on it.
And he died the same day. It was the end of the world for him. It's 7 days later, so why
ooh,
we can't...
Oh, yeah, Tom.
All right, I guess we can have Macho Man establish our jokes now. It's been a week.
I don't mind, because you made me fight too hard for it, and I don't want it anymore. Let's go
not
on.
Not for nothing, though, but I'm pretty sure he's laughing at these jokes, too, so...
No, he's not. He's just as disappointed as I am right now.
Need a hug?
No. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to take me a nice hot shower and hope that I can just masturbate and clear my mind.
Hmm.
Wow.
Insert dirty joke.
Yeah, like, you can't really say nothing after that. But it's pretty good. Rate of hit us up 347-857-4302. Check the website, make a profile, pregameradio.ning.com. Link still has a site, too. It's rantsofsteel.com, right?
Yes, rantsofsteel.com, rantsofsteel.com. Just register. It takes about 2 minutes. And explore. Test the site out, see how to navigate. I'll be posting an FAQ up soon as far as posting topics, pictures, and all that good stuff because the layout is a lot different than that of Facebook or MySpace. So if or not, it will be up soon.
Wait. You still want MySpace?
I mean, I still
ooh,
have
MySpace
is
anymore.
Really cool on it, but it's still there. I don't know how to operate MySpace anymore.
Yeah. I think somewhere right now, you know, Tom from MySpace is probably in a cheap motel right now, doing fat lines of blow and just dwindling the last bit of money he's got away. And in about 3 years after he's dead, we're gonna see like the fucking E True Hollywood story of fucking Tom from MySpace.
Well, he was
security and shit.
He was gypped. He was robbed big time. Because Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, not for nothing, he has Facebook, and we're all using that now, but if you really think about it, MySpace was first, and you could do so much more on that shit.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I mean, there's no doubt about it, the fact
you didn't have to worry about
MySpace
freaking
like,
someone just shutting your fucking profile down.
just because one day out of the blue.
Yes.
And somebody had to really go in and report your shit for it to be gone.
Yeah, it's not what's popping in the streets.
I had the most popping layouts and overlays. You are not touching me.
You know what? Lady still kept all of their shit for herself and didn't help me out with nothing. So, it's all
good. What
are you talking about? No, I'm
so sorry. She kept all shit for herself.
What?
Huh? And she kept dope shit for herself. Like, you go to her site, you know, she got, like, trains and shit. Her shit is tight.
Shut the hell up, okay? Because I tried to help you. You wanted to do what you wanted to do, and my site is still not even finished yet. This is just the beginning.
Oh, I didn't even see the finished product yet. Excuse me.
I'm sorry that you're not in my head, babe. Not many people are in my head.
It's all good. Lady Still, you know I'm coming to your house for Sunday dinner, right?
Oh, giggity, I didn't
giggity.
I was having Sunday dinner.
Look, I'm coming for Sunday dinner, and I would like some mac and cheese.
You always want some shit.
Mac and cheese. Why are you perpetuating your own stereotype, Black?
So like your wife or something.
What
are you getting in return for this cooking and hospitality?
Like I said, I'm coming to eat you on Sunday.
Wait, what?
You don't
eat?
I'm coming to eat on Sunday.
Oh.
Giggity, giggity.
No, why are you adding the giggity, Dave, man?
You said you're coming to eat on Sunday. Giggity.
He's going to eat some Sunday dinner, some home-cooked food.
Yeah.
Eat food on Sunday.
A home-cooked meal.
Exactly.
I'm cooking some food at Lady Steele's house on Sunday.
To film an episode of Hood Cooking there?
I don't know. We might have to do a Hood Cooking from Lady Steele's crib. We might have to do that. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Might have to do an episode of Hood Cooking from Lady Steele's house.
It's like a gangbang waiting to happen. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I don't know. I'll bring a sofrito. We'll see what's up.
Oh, God, sofrito. Don't do that. It's kryptonite.
I'll make my sofrito from scratch. A damn good cook, yo. Some real shit.
Okay. Now I'm getting nervous.
Why are you getting nervous?
Are you also still co-hosting or judging on MFIR Radio on Tuesdays?
Wait, what are you doing on Tuesdays?
I'm asking you what you are doing. Are you still on MFIR?
Well, they had stopped the... Well, they didn't stop it, but the season for the Battleman Friday thing is over. They got all the spots filled up. They started everybody over at MFR Radio. But Tuesday nights, I've just been trying to work on things, trying to book people for 3-Game Radio Season 3. Like, I've just been trying to use that time otherwise. Wow, what's up? You want me to holler at Real Talk Tuesdays?
No, I was just inquiring.
No, I'm saying if you want me there, you know, I'll be there for you, boss. You know, I got you.
I'll say it again, boss lady.
I'm sorry. I'm saying boss lady. You want me there? I'll be there, boss lady. You know, I got you.
Be my ego. No, I'll talk to you later on behind the scenes.
So let's go, Mrs. Officer.
But, yeah, like, you see, Dave, you see how she just, like, lays things out to me, like, oh, it's boss lady. You know,
she knows it. She's getting a kick out of it.
I love power. Every woman loves power.
Wow, but, okay, here's the thing. Every woman loves power, but does every woman deserve it? Now, you being a woman of power, and I'm assuming... I'm assuming you meet other women of power, and you see how they act, and how they are, and everything like that. Now, in your opinion, do you think those are also other women that are worthy of having power?
The correction is, no, I do not meet many women that are in power. And they're not deserving if they don't have it. If you want something, you take it. And if you can't take it, you figure out a way to make someone give it to you.
I don't know, man.
Like, you know, Lady still always, you know, she thinks she always has me on the boat, so she always beats me down. But
I think, what a way to get on my good side. I love it when people tell me I think. Now tell me, what do I think?
So she thinks, so it's, you know, she thinks she always has me, she thinks she always wins.
I don't think I always win. I do win. If I'm wrong, it's just very rare.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the pregame video. Like I said, she thinks she wins.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, I'm just not a person who wants to devote so much energy to back and forth confrontation. Exactly, especially when I know I'm right.
I mean, but you don't have to. You don't put. You don't. There's no amount of energy that should really, like, there shouldn't be a cap off when what you know you're saying is correct. And you don't
that's
know that you're right. You're actually wrong.
I just fall back because I know I'm right.
No, you fall back because you have nothing else to say.
That usually just depends on your angle, though.
You. No, sometimes your silence could work in your favor when the majority know that you're right, but no, that's not how it goes. You can name anything right now, and we can go in, and I will clearly tell you, no, you did not win. You just cannot argue with me anymore. That's all.
Wait. Are you saying that any topic can be thrown in?
Tell me where I was wrong about an issue that I would not shut up on.
No. That's not the question. The question is, do you think that with any topic that's thrown in the ring, that you can beat me in a debate on that topic, any topic?
I don't see why not.
Say, throw in the topic.
Damn. You know what? I'm tossing a grenade in the room. Medicare.
Oh, come on. That shit is boring. I don't want to do that.
Not even boring. It's easy.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't think that it's going to be much of a...
Mm. All right. Fuck. Let me get something real fucked up, though. Let me see here. We already talked. You know what? Fuck. This is tough, though, because you're both left wing.
Hold on. Let's see if Ashley can help out. To help out Lady Steele here. Let's see if she has a topic that's dense enough for Lady Steele when the media is stuck on.
A topic of debate?
I don't know.
Cousin Ashley, what's up? You got something we can go on real quick or no?
No, probably not, because I would have said it already.
Hey, that's what it is, but it's just going to have to be one of the things that we'll just have to debate on later, but I'm going to say, like,
life. That's how life has been going so far, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there is a discussion. I normally shut it down. I don't know what planet you've been living on.
Mm.
We can go into the pregame archives and listen through the previous shows.
Because you've been...
Unless you've been drinking some super juice, I don't know if it's going to go any other way.
I don't know. But the thing is, though, when it comes to losing an argument, though, sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles, though. Like, if I have one person that's real adamant about a certain subject, and I realize that, hey, if I let him just keep on going and just let him think he's right, I could
but
use his
own. But there's a difference
between
letting someone
just
think
step.
That they are right. See, I don't know. You don't have that much experience with me, hon.
I would guess you to death and let my attention deficit disorder you do the rest of the work.
You're gonna know that you didn't win. And everybody listening is gonna know that you didn't win.
Me personally though, I just don't give a shit.
Well, you don't have to, I do. As long as everybody else knows that I won.
You know you won, but you don't want wasting energy, sweetness.
No, I'm not, because I'm gonna be fine afterwards. I can do this all day, every day, until I'm blue in the face. That's what I do.
Why would you?
That's what I do. That's what I'm built for. That's what I'm built for.
You're built for debate. An analyst, debater. Just because you can argue.
I used to be on the mock trial team. I used to be on the debate team. Like I said, I know how to do. I do what I do. What reason?
Yo, y'all heard about, on a side note, though, y'all heard about that shit Bin Laden's kid was fucking spewing?
The what?
That shit Bin Laden's kid was saying about, oh, they executed him, all this other bullshit. Y'all heard about this shit?
Well, I heard about it, but you know what? They throw a lot of stuff out there. Regardless, allegedly, they got Bin Laden. I'm saying show the body. They saying they heard it at sea. You know, it's a lot of speculation around it.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Body, but if they would have showed the body, then what? You're going to say that they photoshopped it. So what's the point?
It don't even make no difference.
It's actually dead. Like, right now, the speculation is still out there.
Okay, but it's still, the thing is, the speculation will never die. They can show you 1,000 pictures. Someone's going to say, oh, that's not him. Someone's going to say, oh, it's a body double. Someone's going to say, oh, you photoshopped.
There's always going to be criticism and speculation in every president from either side. So realistically speaking, you know, you could do one of two things, though. You can fight all that speculation till you're blue in the face
without ever realizing
that it's ever going to end, or you could just move forward from it.
And that's what he's doing. He's moving forward. What's the problem?
Yeah, let him speculate, okay? Let him speculate. They gave him shit about freaking his birth certificate. And what did he do? He released it, and he clowned the shit out of Donald Trump at that freaking dinner,
and then
which I thought was fucking funny.
like,
that shit was funny. I don't care, but Obama, he got a great sense of fucking humor, son. He said, oh, here's my birth video. Comes out with the freaking opening scene from The Lion King. That shit is genius.
Like I said, he has great writers.
he got the writers from SNL on that one. That shit was funny, though.
But that roast, I do for. To the roast, come July, the show that happens either before or after my birthday, there will be a pre-game radio roast of Brooklyn Black. Your master of roast will be Lady Steele, so.
Oh, wait, what? What?
The roast of Brooklyn Black.
Really?
But, dude, you already dark, though. How are we going to roast you some more, some real shit?
He's starting early.
Damn Skippy.
Save it for later. Save it for the other roast.
Ah, I'm going to keep writing too, son. I'm going to fucking torch that ass.
That'd be the roast of Brooklyn Black now. I may be doing this roast from a special location. Please, I'll let you know, Lady Steele will be the first in the body.
We'll be good. Yeah.
Oh my God, who the hell is this?
Now see, you know, you got a lot of avenues to promote and stuff, so I think if I just tell you, you just tell everybody. Facebook, Twitter,
if you want me to, I can keep secrets.
Huh?
You need to, I mean, for someone that works in a cell phone, in the cell phone industry, you need to get better service.
Yeah, son. This is terrible mobile.
Yeah, horrible marketing on your part, too.
What? I work for Boost, okay? It's prepaid.
Oh, God. You shouldn't even said that out loud.
Yes, it is. You know, it's Boost Mobile. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking.
You're fucking
all right. Anyway, I want to build a small class and move, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And project.
Oh, we got to end this podcast. This is horrible.
What?
You're not, like, legible. Nobody can understand what you're saying. It just sounds like you're chewing on shards of glass and trying to talk.
Bro, you're at the McDonald's drive thru out in Cali.
Well, I'm at the drive-thru.
They woke up to make Arnold's. What the fuck?
Well, I'm definitely at the drive-thru. But check us out tomorrow. We got Baltimore Sun. Hit us up, pregameradio.ning.com. We're still going. I'm still going to... What's up?
Yo.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still going to I'm just going to play one more drink, get everything fixed up and everything. We'll be right back.
Yeah. See, everybody acting like your marriage was good. Still trying to spit, nigga? For real, man. You ain't up to par with these dudes out here, son. And all I really got to say to them is, yo, my man, them dudes ain't up to par with me, dog.
Questions, determination when faced an elimination. Like flagrant when donating and stopping my destination. Trying to hold me back, not knowing I'm eager as all. The pride in my profession that's not letting me fall. I'm ready to brawl with the heavens if my name isn't said. Cause why the fuck can't I live if I ain't ready for bed? I ain't ready to sleep, so why you tell me a story about how I could have been? All you do is making me groggy. Wiping my eyes from the disgust of seeing others awake as a way to debate while my stake isn't smothered. From the source of the riches, I want the source of your bitches to leave me the fuck alone and allow me to go the distance. Matter of fact, to hell with patience, I ain't waiting for no one. It's my time to shine, I shouldn't wait for the sun. No more in the background, I'm leaping off of the page like Bo Prince in a world war calling the end of your days. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a sinner. I done been through a hot mess with nothing but a sponge. No bucket to help me clean, help us to get it done. Been on my own since my throne fell from the seed of a mixed breed of sadness, hatred and greed. So how you dogs wanna take me like a cat or a pussy? Either way I prove you wrong, soon as you try to push me. All I need is my fam, friends a hole in a bong to conquer the world by morning in the path that I'm on. So before you play me, make sure you don't play me, cause if I get played before played, I'ma play. See, you wanna make it a game, believe that I'm gonna win. You picking the field, I'm picking how to break the news to your kin. My hunger suits me, can't you tell from my size? I'm the type of dude to eat you alive while in my stride, tearing your hide with my dreams of being only the best. So until death, whatever, I got no regrets. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic. I'm doing this for the mortgage, put a roof overhead, clothes on our backs, food consumed in a comfortable bed for my daughter and my wife. Start a beginning for an end, so with passion I slaughter any life with a pad and a pen. Turn foes to my friends, off the fear I project. No matter the outcome of any match, I'm winning respect. So when I eject you out of the very top spot, you gon' drop like an avalanche over the rocks, crashing hard against the ground, then a building implosion. I'm the water rotting you from within like pipe corrosion. Supposing I never make it, it's something I never pose. Guando mi determination is making sure that I grow. So for those who wanna stand, I'm a cause and a fall. With a blow to the system call, like catching heaven and soul. Take heed to my call of arms when war is approaching. Wear your best gear and you're fitted for your end that I'm hosting. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praise to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic.
Yeah, we out there at pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Dave the Smart Guy. We're getting ready to wrap things up out of here. You know, of course, everybody, please be safe this holiday weekend. You already know police ain't playing. They pulling y'all over. Check sobriety tests and all that. So don't ride dirty. Be safe. And, of course, wrap your tool, fellas, ladies, protect your clan. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. Above all, just be safe and get home the way you left in one piece, all right? It's Mark up before we go. Anything else you want to get out there?
Not really, dude. I'm actually good.
All right, so that's to do it. And also, me and Dave Mark up, we're going to talk behind the scenes. I can see you in the plane for you guys to run down. Like, we just have to do it like that. But me and Dave Mark up, we're talking behind the scenes and get stuff working. So, that's what it is. Like I said, I've been working on things like that during vacation. But in it tomorrow, we got, Baltimore coming in the building. We're still celebrating the season here at pregame radio. And we're still doing the damn thing. But before we go, I still want to give
you know, I found a way to, like, put up a lot of throwbacks, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I love the golden era of music, you know what I'm saying, come on, I got something that I doubt even you ever, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to get into that while we get out of here, so please, everyone, please, you know what I'm saying, just be considerate of the next man, like I said, I've got to be able to test the claim and all that stuff, and don't trip and drop, you know what I'm saying, above all other things, we're out of here, have a good night, guys.
Gonna make this a night to remember.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah.
One.
Okay. Yeah.
1, 2.
Brooklyn Collective.
Check me out right here, yo. In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Gat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the NH phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few hoes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Even bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to lust. If my ends you touch, kids are girl you touch. In this world I clutch. Two auto, not toes. Used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows, militant, y'all fat and killing. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me. The most shady, Frankie baby. Fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough like Jurassic Park did. Quick to spark kids who start sh- see me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank Light.
I'm a real live hit from front to back. Look my people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell my women at? Where my people is at? We got the real live hit from front to back. Look my people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell my women at? Where my people is at?
This is a big moment, the little kid from the side. Do or die, do or live, homie. Just finished up a shift. Plans hit me up like sad. You know you got a spaz. Biggie, Nicki Minaj, get that young money.
Keep
the city
check
for a second.
Yo,
age blends,
I see you.
I set presidents. I legalize bars of kush. Hey, Nicki, damn, I love that Barbara Bush. I'm so silly. Ready for my close-up, Miss Walton, 2020. Vision by the clear as the waters that I walk on. Takes me back to them recorders I used to talk on. Fast forward to these beats I draw chalk on. I'm so far gone. Like a wire on fire, got my spark on. Kanye said turn off the lights. I turn the dark on. Eyes illuminate the night like I'm parking. I got drive. No GPS or car can conquer. P.S. These haters find my lifespan bonkers. Try to leave me go.